According to the Arizona Game and Fish Department, there are nearly a dozen rehabilitators in southern Arizona that can assist injured wildlife. In this story, produced by Tom Clesby and Martine Rubio, we visit with Lisa Bates. She's the president and founder of the Tucson Wildlife Center, where they rescue, rehabilitate, and then release wildlife. And they literally can't wait for the distressed animal to be brought in.
So we have two ambulances that go out 24/7, middle of the night, to rescue javelinas off the road, bobcats, coyotes, any hawks and owls that have been hit by cars. We specialize in the large animals.
Almost as great as the diversity of wildlife in the Sonoran Desert are the number of reasons that an injured animal could need assistance. However, the most common reasons have to do with humans.
Probably our number one admission is animals hit by car. Our second admission is probably poisons. Secondary poison, very big. Poisons go up the food chain. If you poison that rodent, he's going to be sick. He's going to come out and kind of stagger. Nothing more attractive than a slow-moving rodent for a hawk, owl, coyote, bobcat.
You're not going to jump up here. I know you want to, little hunter.
Bobcats are also known as wildcats. One resident bobcat at the center is named for a famous University of Arizona wildcat.
Wilbur came to the Tucson Wildlife Center when he was about 4 weeks old.
Wildlife rehabilitator Feline Flores.
His mother had them at a construction site. We're not exactly sure what happened, but he did sustain a pretty severe head injury. He is miraculously doing very, very well. He survived, but he did come away with a form of epilepsy due to the head injury. He's a resident for life. You know, he's definitely not releasable. He would not make it in the wild without the medication.
Lisa Bates says that Wilbur is an exception to most of the animals seen at the center.
We've estimated that 80% of the treatable animals that come in get released. Admissions that have come in have doubled in the last couple of years. We averaged 300 animals a year for probably 8 years. All of a sudden, we're doing 700 animals a year. We get no government funding. We are supported solely by the Tucson community. We're operating 24/7. And we have two rehabilitators. We have a huge volunteer staff. Our veterinarians are all volunteer.
Have you re-x-rayed this to see if there's the bone is okay?
This includes local veterinarian Catherine Dell'Orto.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think there's too many vets that specialize in wildlife. There's people that take an interest in it. And I did have some work in a zoo, so I have some experience in exotic animals. But I think some species are so similar, like bobcats and domestic cats and coyotes and domestic dogs. So you have enough overlap. And then the important thing is just to know the major differences. It's not like there's a book of javelina medicine you can go to. So we just try to, sort of apply our knowledge as best we can and see what works.
Well, this is a fractured leg bone that's been pinned here with external pins and stabilized with a cast, basically a splint.
Once mended, what works best for the animals is the shortest stay possible.
Our goal is to get every animal back to the wild, not only back to the wild, but to their families. They need to go back to their original home and their original family. Every niche is full. You can't just go put a bobcat out anywhere because a bobcat already lives there and he's going to fight for his territory. There's only a certain amount of food available.
Animals like Wilbur, who will not be rejoining their families, can earn their keep at the Tucson Wildlife Center in an educational way, as Feline Flores explains.
His primary purpose, I guess you could say, here at the center is really we want to educate folks in our community about all of the native animals here, but in his case about bobcats and about their plight, usually having to do with human encroachment.
The reason I'm doing this is because the infection he had was so bad.
Here's Catherine Dell'Orto.
as urban populations grow in the desert and we have more interactions between humans, pets, domestic animals, and wildlife, we have more adverse outcomes, so more injuries and more poisonings, more traumas, and somebody has to take care of those animals as well. And I think it's really important that people like Lisa and all the volunteers here take care of those animals, take their time, and volunteer all their services to help these animals that would otherwise be left to die in the desert.
It's not only injured wildlife that are in danger. Sometimes, just looking adorable can doom an animal.
There is no wild animal that makes a good pet. A baby may look cute, but they can be very dangerous. When they get older, they are dangerous. I grew up with a lot of wild animals, and tragedy came to every one of them that was close to humans. And that's why I do what I do today, is to try to do it right. And that is hands off, keep them wild, and get them as far away from people as you can.
We've got links to contact the Tucson Wildlife Center and some tips for living more harmoniously among wildlife. They're on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org.